This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Polis recently reflected on his administration's endeavors over the last year.
We've been focused on making sure our economy continues to thrive and how we can make Colorado more affordable.
Investing in Colorado schools, including free universal preschool and the launch of energy cost savings initiatives, were among the achievements Polis noted. He says pushing housing affordability initiatives, including lowering rent and more public transit services closer to job centers, will be a priority for his administration in the coming year. And the new year means it's time for the seasonal ban on collecting antlers that animals have shed across much of the state. CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
Shed antler hunting is banned on all public lands west of Interstate 25 from January 1st through April 30th. The restriction helps keep humans from disturbing big game animals and sage grouse that are wintering. Violators face fines and could even lose their hunting licenses. These rules have been in place since 2018, following a boom in popularity of collecting the antlers shed by deer, elk, and moose. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Also something new in this year, a higher minimum wage in Colorado. Minimum wage workers in most of the state will be in for a 77-cent raise, with the hourly rate rising to $14.42. Tipped workers must be paid at least $11.40. Three places in the state, Denver, unincorporated Boulder County, and the Jefferson County town of Edgewater, have chosen to set their minimum wages even higher. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.